Good day, residents of Seba. This is Island Governor Jonathan Johnson with an update for Sunday, April the 26th. Today, a new week begins. Life has changed significantly for everyone, both here and around the world, in a matter of weeks. And many tough decisions have been taken to safeguard our community since. I sincerely hope that being able to get out of the house to take a walk or hike helps you and your families to ease some of the stress that we are all feeling in these trying times. Myself, along with the outbreak management team, have met regularly from the beginning of this COVID-19 crisis and continue to do so to keep everyone on the island safe. We do not take any decisions lightly. Everything is based on information at hand and discussed in length. Decisions are based on the knowledge gained and the best recommendations of medical experts, as well as the realities of living in a small, isolated community. It is important to remember this lockdown is in place to limit interaction on the island as much as possible to prevent the further spread of COVID-19 on Seba. I want to remind the public that requests for construction and repair projects that need outside assistance, as well as visiting friends and family, will not be granted. If something is not urgent, then it needs to wait until the lockdown is over. All urgent requests and requests for ATM visits and bank appointments should be sent in from Monday to Saturday between the hours of 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. to info@sebagov.nl. Persons without an email address can send a message to 416-7343. I repeat that. Persons without an email address can send a message to 416-7343. Everyone is working tirelessly to assist. Please have some patience when sending in requests, but also send them on time. In closing, I want to repeat, our two positive cases remain positive, and the new test results so far have continued to come back negative. We are thankful for all the negative results, and it eases a lot of stress for the persons tested. However, now is not a time to let our guard down. We need to remain vigilant and cautious. We need to maintain social distancing, continue to practice proper hand hygiene, and continue to follow the rules and adhere to the measures put in place for the safety of us all. I thank you.